This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush today received a royal welcome to Britain during a ceremony hosted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. The president then traveled to Whitehall Palace, where he delivered a major foreign policy speech. The president defended the war in Iraq and reaffirmed what he called the strong and enduring relationship between the United States and Britain. He also said force is a justifiable tool to combat aggression. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is in London. President Bush's speech was mostly about defending the decision to go to war in Iraq.
It was indeed. This was really a vigorous restating of the need for war in Iraq, coming with tens of thousands of protesters holding marches and events across the city in opposition to the president these few days he's here. He spoke at a think tank that focuses on defense and security issues, and he told them that the use of force should be a last resort, but that sometimes it is the only way.
The people have given us the duty to defend them. And that duty sometimes requires the violent restraint of violent men. In some cases, the measured use of force is all that protects us from a chaotic world ruled by force.
Ultimately, the president covered pretty familiar turf here. As for the ongoing violence in Iraq, he said it's serious, but that after marching hundreds of miles to Baghdad and liberating millions, and after the casualties suffered by the U.S. military, that there will be no backing down.
And he spoke about the Middle East.
He did. He talked again about a democracy in Iraq and how that can be an example for democratic reforms across the region. He again called for the creation of a Palestinian state, but he said the Palestinian leaders have to crack down on terrorism. And he echoed a speech from a couple of weeks ago in Washington about America and its allies having to promote democracy in the region, that for too long the policy has been to allow tyranny in some places if it brought stability. No more, he said.
How was that arrival ceremony at Buckingham Palace?
Well, the rain held off. That's always good here. The Queen was wearing a lavender-colored coat. She had a rather large matching hat. She greeted the president and Mrs. Bush. It all took place at a special pavilion that they'd constructed right in front of Buckingham Palace. But behind the gates, a military band played the Star Spangled Banner, and Mr. Bush participated in that ceremonial review of the British troops, the troops in those gray coats and the tall black fur hats.
And the president is meeting with some British families today. Who are they?
He is. They're relatives of British citizens who died in the attack on the World Trade Center on 9/11. 67 British citizens died that day in New York, and the president will hold a closed meeting with some of their relatives today.
And you've had a security breach.
We have. A reporter for one of the British tabloids actually got a job inside Buckingham Palace as a footman. The royal family thought he was a footman, at least. He was really a guy named Ryan Perry. He works for the Daily Mirror. And the paper says, let me read the exact quote, that says he was able to prepare the Queen's breakfast and take pictures of the bed President Bush slept in last night. He's been on the job for about 2 months. He supplied false references that weren't checked out. He had an all-access security clearance and was actually on the job last night when the president arrived at the palace. Officials here insist the president was never in any danger. Still, it's pretty interesting. The story hits the front page after days of reports about the massive security effort here.
I'm glad our employer doesn't require us to be footmen.
Not yet, anyway.
How are Londoners taking to the president?
Well, they most of them are hoping just not to be too inconvenienced by it. Some certainly are protesting, but many are just going about their business, though they do note how invisible the president is. He's really staying behind that thick curtain of security.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne with the president in London.